on your station, 88.9 KETR in Commerce. I'm Scott Morgan. In September, Hurricane Maria devastated the island of Puerto Rico, so much so that more than 2 months later, much of Puerto Rico is still without supplies and even electricity. One surprising side effect of the devastation was that it taught many Americans a geography lesson, that Puerto Rico is actually part of the United States. That fact came as a surprise to a lot of people here in Northeast Texas, intrigued the staff of the East Texan newspaper. That's the student-run newspaper at Texas A&M University Commerce. Joining me to talk about the East Texans' look at Puerto Rico post-Maria is Christian Aleman, the paper's managing editor. Christian, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. So what did you find out in your story?
Well, what we find out in interviewing students and faculty members here at the university, we pretty much found out that the statehood question for Puerto Rico it's very confusing, but also complicated, because some people that we talk to favor statehood for their own reasons, and others still are against it. It really just depends on who you ask. If you look at the governor of Puerto Rico, he's very pro-statehood, but we have citizens here. Puerto Ricans are all citizens, but here in Northeast Texas, we have people that are against it, that side with him. It just really depends on who you ask. It's a really complicated subject.
You decided to do this story in English and in Spanish. What made you do that?
We decided to do it in both languages and put them next to each other in the paper because we want to reach a broader readership, because Puerto Rico is primarily a Spanish-speaking territory, and we have a large Hispanic population here at Commerce as well. So we wanted to reach as many people as we could with this piece.
All right, Christian Aleman, the managing editor of the East Texan newspaper. You can check out the story in English and in Spanish at tamuceasttexan.com. There will also be a link to this story on ketr.org, or if you're on campus, you can pick up a copy of the paper itself. Christian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.